From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that at the Greene County Courthouse on January 1st, new Greene County Court Judge David Costanzo was sworn in by retiring Judge Terry J. Wilheim. Costanzo replaces Wilheim, presiding over the county, family, and surrogates courts. Wilheim was first elected county judge in 2013 and was Greene County's district attorney for 14 years before that. He retired this year due to a mandated retirement age of 70 for judges in New York State. Costanzo, who lives in Greenville, has been prosecutor for 23 years, most recently as chief assistant attorney to Greene County's district attorney Joseph Stanzoni. He ran unopposed in the November election on both Republican and conservative lines. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Formal challenges to Donald Trump's presidential candidacy have been filed in at least 33 states, according to the New York Times review of court records and other documents. New York State of Politics reports that in New York, the State Board of Elections are expecting to make a decision in early February on the matter. Election lawyer Jerry Goldfeder said, and I quote, "The Board of Elections, of course, is made up of two Republicans and two Democrats, and you need a majority to disqualify Trump, so ultimately it's going to the courts of the state of New York to make the final determination," end quote. Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling by Colorado's highest court that would ban him from the state's ballot over his actions on January 6, 2021, urging on an attempt to overturn a free and fair election. That ruling would overrule any New York court ruling on the matter. The New York Times reports that beginning January 16th and continuing until early spring, there will be a few Metro North cancellations due to work to replace track and switches near Grand Central Terminal. On the Hudson Line, the 7:30 a.m. train from Poughkeepsie to Grand Central will not run. Affected riders should take either the 6:48 or the 7:11 a.m. train instead. The 7:35 a.m. train from Irvington to Grand Central Station will not run. The 7:31 a.m. train from Croton Harmon to Grand Central will leave 9 minutes earlier and make the stops of both trains. The 6:11 p.m. train from Grand Central to Poughkeepsie will not run. Affected riders should take the 6:15 p.m. train instead. The 6:22 p.m. train from Grand Central to Croton Harmon will not run. Affected riders should take the 6:25 train instead. The MTA says that some trains will leave on different tracks than they currently do. Metro North Railroad President Kathleen Rinaldi said in a statement, and I quote, "The tracks and switches in and around the Grand Central Terminal Complex are at the heart of the Metro's North system. It is vital that we keep those tracks in a state of good repair to ensure that our Hudson, Harlem, and New Haven customers can continue to enjoy safe and reliable service into Grand Central Terminal," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.